Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, I see the lines are already filled. People must want to go see you too.
You think?
I don't know. It's just the biggest band in the world doing their most iconic record in its entirety at Levi's Stadium. They're doing the Joshua Tree on May 17th. That's a week from today. Is that right? Do I have the math right on that? Today's the 10th. 1 week is 17th.
Yeah.
seems right. I don't know. Math is hard.
I'm not joining you there.
We have tickets all day long, 9, noon, and 5. And right now, we'll take caller number 97, 800-400-3697. Caller 97 is going to go and get to check this out. It's huge. And it's all week long here on The Alice. Call now.
The same number you're dialing also works for text. You can send a text to 800-400-3697. We get a lot of these throughout the show. Here's some of the stuff you had to say. 510 says, Hooman.
Oh, he's answering.
I'm here.
Oh. How was Snatched?
Well, let's just say I want my time back.
Oh, no.
Worse
than Trainwreck?
Trainwreck was good.
Yeah, I thought Trainwreck was excellent.
But didn't you guys think that was too long?
I didn't. I enjoy. I like LeBron.
Yeah.
Do you like LeBron?
Oh, I thought LeBron was the breakout star of that.
But Trainwreck was good.
Oh, I'm bummed to hear that.
And Snatched.
Are you sure it wasn't ruined because Bryn was in and out because he was so sick?
We'll give you the full review tomorrow at 9 a.m.
We built this show.
We built this show.
Chicks making out.
925 says, that lady should have hired a PI or got herself.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Or got a job herself at the hotel to check the history.
Ooh.
Hotel should not have given up the guy's name for sure.
Oh, they didn't. So I just went to court and the court agreed. Now.
Good morning, Alice family. What if the guy wasn't really Michael and that was just an alias he was using? It's pretty clear that he didn't
want to be found afterward.
Often if you spend time with someone, even if you're just having a fling, you would still want to talk to each other about each other.
Yeah.
That's just human, and that's my human nature anyway. I would absolutely ask
where are you from,
questions about yourself.
What do you do?
I wouldn't be able to not.
Right?
It's in my nature to want to know you.
Unless
more
there's
than
that
just
agreement that you go, no questions.
Is she a hooker, maybe?
Hooker?
I don't think so.
I just have so many questions. Like, how did that happen? 3 days out
at
of
the
your
hotel
life?
Bar, probably. Yeah, please, we all know that goes.
Have you ever been with someone, Yuzette, where the agreement was, we don't talk about us? Where that's like you just stated, unless the agreement is. Because I've never been with anyone where the agreement was, let's not talk to each other about each other.
Oh, yeah.
Have
well,
you?
Each other's yeah, past relationships.
You. Well, that's different. I'm talking about. It
yeah,
sounds
I don't need
like
to. I don't need to know anything about your life. I don't need to know what you do.
I just need you to get those pants off and let's go to town.
Right.
So you have?
Yeah.
I probably have too. I just don't remember it.
It's been so long.
Well, this was, I guess I'm assuming because it was a 3 day thing.
Yeah.
I mean, a one nighter is a little different. You just bang each other and leave. But these two were over the course of 3 days in one hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't be able to not know you. I'd have to. Okay, I'm weird.
No.
No, you're fine.
I think that's normal.
I might be the weird one here.
No talking. We'll watch TV and then we'll do that again.
And eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My mouth's full. I can't answer
you. Yeah.
And no, I don't want to hear about you while we're...
Yeah.
650. The other thing to consider is maybe the guy didn't even give her the correct first name. Right. That's the point. He probably didn't. It sounds like he's someone who had something to hide.
Probably married,
and was in a hotel to have a fling.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. A world-class lawyer texted me about this, and she said...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Also a ballerina doctor?
And model and singer, and yogi. She writes, that woman chose to have consensual, unprotected sex with a stranger. She chose to have the baby. It's not a nice thing, but he does have a right to not be involved after that. That's probably not his real name. He would have given his info if he wanted to stay involved.
Mm-hmm.
World-class lawyer.
Thank you, world-class lawyer, Dr. Mm-hmm. Ballerina Model.
415 says, the solution is so easy. The hotel gets pics of the four Michaels, and the baby mama identifies the baby dad. The hotel doesn't want to be involved with this at all.
And how do they get the pictures? What, are they taking a picture of you when you check in?
Maybe surveillance.
Oh, maybe.
Oh,
or your driver's license. Don't you give your driver's license when you check into a hotel?
I don't know.
Don't you think the hotel's like, are you still here?
Yeah.
Stop coming to our front desk.
Yeah. We're not helping you.
Like, when you sleep with people, you need to decide either you're going to know them or you're not going to know them.
As two adults, you share the information you're comfortable with sharing, and then you go your separate ways. Sounds like he doesn't want to share with you anymore.
Yeah, those 3 days are over, sister.
Yeah.
707. What about the room number they stayed in? Again, I think the hotel's like, stop it. Leave. Beat it.
Just beat it.
Beat it.
Beat it.
Oh. 408 says, please wish Shannon a happy 48th birthday.
Oh, Shannon. Happy 48th. You're like a young year spring chicken.
Oh, this is about the airline fight.
Yes.
That happened on the flight from Texas, layover in Burbank, headed to Oakland.
Yay.
408 says, I heard the dudes fighting on the plane were arguing about why Hooman hasn't let Vinny see Olive yet.
Oh, wow.
It's
a contentious question.
Who knew it carried over to the airplanes?
Oh, people are talking about it all over the world.
The guy is in it. He should get to see it. I don't know what the argument could be for not letting me see it. It seems.
Yeah, what's the argument?
I told you what the argument is.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Oh, really? The argument is Vinny isn't going to give it his undivided attention. He's got four different things going on, and he's not going to focus on it. And it deserves to be focused on.
Can you promise to focus on it?
He can't.
I can promise that.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
God.
And you can watch it with your daughter.
Yeah.
It's an adorable little
story. No, she'll distract him. You should watch it here.
Yeah. We need to be together somewhere private.
Oh, you need to be there watching every move on his face.
Yeah, I need to watch
I see.
Interesting.
Has Gretchen seen it?
I haven't.
Nobody but you and I have seen it.
Bring her into this. Let's just go to the next
episode. We should do a screening for the whole CBS building.
I'm down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great idea.
It isn't a bad idea.
Why wouldn't you? You're proud of it, right?
Sure I am. Well, thanks for asking for the millionth time. Awkward. Let's not talk about it right now.
415 says, check your luggage and save us all the hassle of watching you complain about your overhead bin.
And says the guy who sticks it in the first opening and walks back 25 rows to his seat so he can just get up and go and then grab it on his way out.
And we can all just walk off the plane without having to wait for you, Sarah. Mm. He even left the H off just to...
Oh, that bastard. Just getting me. What a dig. You got me. Ow. Burn. Face.
Sounds like they need a car waiting room show, Vin.
What?
I think they're talking about the hotel room dispute over the baby. That show has, what was that, paternity court?
Oh, right.
Yes.
That I was talking to you guys about the other day. Mm-hmm. I saw it one time because I was in that waiting room, and to think that's on every day and that the wreckage of these people's lives is on display and there's a baby involved. That dude in the one, he's like, that baby's white. It can't be mine. I'm thinking that poor baby someday on YouTube, someone's going to go, hey, isn't this your dad? And it's going to be his dad screaming, that's a white baby. It's not mine.
Right.
Oh, that's awful.
And the fact that that other kid wasn't his, or was that another story?
It was another story. The one kid that he'd been raising and thought was his son
isn't,
but the one that she's pregnant with
now
that
is.
He thought for sure wasn't.
Yeah, that's.
And then he's tearing up as he says, "I'm gonna raise the other one as mine anyway. It doesn't matter." Oh. I'm like, "Oh, the poor dude." The reason she was saying she's not getting attention, he's like, "I'm at work. I'm trying to have the money for our family." And she's like, you're ignoring me. I'm not getting enough attention." It was awful. And that's on every day. I think. Every day, right?
Yeah. Well, 5 days a week.
I only caught it because I was waiting for the Prius oil change. But, whew.
Sad.
Super sad.
If you ever find yourself on one of those court shows, I mean... You gotta take a real good look at what you're doing in your life.
It's your own fault.
You know, what am I doing?
Gross feet don't get likes, and Gretchen posted it yesterday anyway.
I know. Why'd you do that, Gretchen? Please don't trump what we're trying to do.
FYI, that comment just read was hilarious, though, about the talons.
Oh,
the talon toes.
Yeah. Did you hear where he said, "Hey, Hooman, you look like you could swoop down over a lake and pick up a fish." That was funny. That's a good one, right, Hooman?
That is good.
Yeah.
707 says, "I think it's the ladies' turn. How about a pick of their toes?"
Nah, my toes aren't dressed.
Well, that's a great idea.
What do you mean dressed?
I don't put nail polish on my toes.
Oh.
I think I clipped them recently, though. You know, you start to, they get to a point where you notice your toenails, and then you go, well, it's time to clip them. You know.
Well,
like you go to scratch your leg in the middle of the night and you cut open a 4-inch gash. You know, that when that right. happens.
I'm barefoot a lot, so yeah. I see it and immediately snap those things off. I hate it.
I haven't been barefoot nearly as much as I like
All
to
the
be.
Gardening you're doing?
I can't be naked out. I mean, naked feet out there.
You can't?
No, there's nails around. It's all just raw dirt. It's
you're not in that nice, soft manure dirt soil?
Yes, that's out there too, Vin, and I don't want to walk barefoot through that.
Oh, you
Weird.
Don't?
I know.
Oh.
No, I don't want to. So I've been putting my, I put my Crocs on to go out if I don't have shoes on.
Oh, you don't have Crocs.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Come
we
on.
Each have a pair by the back door.
Oh, man.
So you can leave them by the back door and have shoes when you need to go outside.
Survivor finale is May 24th.
Oh, Jesus, that's only 2 weeks away. So there must be an episode tonight, one next week, and then another one.
Last time they did the finale on the Wednesday night.
Oh, and you know what? That would be the Wednesday night. The 24th is the Wednesday.
650 says, "I smoke weed, and I'm not happy about the full-on legalization of it. My cannabis card works just fine, and no pothead wants more attention and regulation on the matter." Yeah, well, that's what happens.
Yep.
Happens with everything.
And for the people out there who don't have a pot card, sir, although they are super easy to get, it takes 2 seconds.
As soon as there's acceptance and popularity in anything, whether it's a music scene or a sport.
It's ruined for someone.
It's ruined for the people who got there first. Damn it. This used to be fun. Now everybody's here. And look at that lame brain.
Wrecking it for the rest of us.
Charlie Sheen came into a grocery store I work at in Palm Desert during Coachella. He was very nice and took pictures with everyone, signed autographs, and did not charge a dime. By the way, he won't take selfies. You have to have someone take the photo.
Oh. All right.
Makes sense.
Sure.
He's got a...
A look, I'm sure, that he's farmed over the years.
Well, I'm guessing it's his nose. He doesn't want that selfie nose thing. God, my beak just is...
Front and center.
Yeah. Big, fat, giant nose.
You don't have.
In
a selfie, trust
me,
it looks like it, but
it's all
you have
you
a
see.
Delightful nose, though.
It fills the whole photo. Oh, hey.
Hey.
Says 415. Maybe have Hooman do the weather. It'll be one of the few nice things he'll say during the show.
I don't like to do the weather. I'll stick to the mean crap.
Plus, I love the Vinny Weather Center.
Yeah, he's doing a great
really,
job.
You're doing a hell of a job, Vin.
Yeah, hell of a job.
Thanks, guys.
I'd like a little more long range on the forecast. I'd like to know what the weekend's going to be.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
You'll get what I give you and like it. Right. How's that?
I guess I knew that going in.
Don't ask questions, Sarah.
Yeah, it can't hurt to, you know, ask for what you want.
Ellen had that Carter kid on her show to talk about the retweets. She didn't want him to pass her record.
Oh.
Although, obviously, she did because she had him on. So, clearly, she was trying to help that kid out. You're missing out, Sarah. Get some nuggets from Wendy's. You can get some for a dollar. They're a dollar.
I don't even know where. Oh, there's a Wendy's in Sun Rafael, I think. Maybe I'll try a Wendy's.
You know what's funny? I never eat at places like that. There's a Carl's Jr. a block from my house. I haven't been to it once.
Yeah.
That's
just
good.
Don't go.
That's good.
Because you don't, you know.
You don't take your daughter there either, do you?
What about In-N-Out?
Do you good parenting,
good
Vinny.
Occasionally, yeah.
Unlike the others.
Right. If I'm going to go fast food, I want to pick my favorite place. Right. Like Wendy's. I don't think I've been in a Wendy's since I was.
I don't even know where there is a Wendy's.
There's one in San Rafael. It's over by Golden State Lumber. If it's still there.
Shame.
It's by the trash.
Ding, ding.
What, for Golden State Lumber? We talked about them this morning.
For, what was it, Carl's Jr., Wendy's, whatever they're talking about.
Everything, every brand name we've just mentioned, shame on us. We're sorry that we live in the world and see things. If you drive by something, leave it unnamed. I drove by a building on my way to another building.
510 says, good job, Vaughn.
Yeah, nice job, Vaughn. It's hard to step into Bryn's role, and you did great with the music today, and you got some of the sound effects right. That was good. And Vinny, it's always fun because it's always a crapshoot. You never know what he's going to play.
Vinny, there, 831 says there's an overturned car southbound Highway 17. You might want to delay a bit before driving home.
Oh, for crying out
that.
Loud. You did?
Yeah, it's...
Ew.
I think it's just
I always
happened.
Trip out on that. You know, it's not just the crash. Over there, they got to seem to overturn themselves. So it's just unbelievable.
Whee!
Yeah, like... Okay, so you're not only crashing, but you're going to overreact and flip the mother.
Yeah.
And then the traffic's immediately backed up as they try to get emergency stuff in there to get it set back on its wheels.
And once it's backed up, it's ruined for hours there.
So and ladies, Wendy's is closed. It's El Pollo Loco now.
Oh, it's an El Pollo Loco?
Oh, I love El Pollo Loco.
Oh, is that good?
Me too.
Should I try that?
Oh, you got
to
try it.
I don't think I've ever been to an El
you
Pollo Loco.
You will love
delicious.
It.
Yeah, it's good.
Love it.
Okay, thank
it's
you.
It's so good.
Maybe I'll take my mom there this week to eat.
She'll love it. Really. And they've got a great little rice. Like they have sides that you pick with your... I get the
coleslaw?
Family chicken, extra white meat instead of the, you know, I want the mix to go my way.
Yeah.
I like the breast. And then you get the avocado salsa. It's killer.
Oh.
So you make sure they give you plenty of that. Flour tortillas, some the Spanish rice.
Is it fried chicken? It's just pieces of fried chicken?
No, it's not fried chicken.
What is it, then?
It's seasoned in their own special...
Just strips of meat.
It might be grilled.
They're whole pieces. It's grilled.
Or broiled.
It's delicious. Mm. You will love it.
All right.
All right.
What? Where do you gotta be?
Oh, are you done, Uman? You relax. Jesus. We're not in a hurry. He's like even doing the wrap it up sign.
That's
somewhere to go. Just sneak out like normal. I don't understand what's holding you here.
Yeah, go ahead and go.
Uzi, unlock the chain.
Yeah, let him leave.
All right, we're going to do the game right after the... Oh, by the way, Gretchen, Vinny, it's time to get on the board, buddy. 2-0 for the week.
Oh, because I haven't been
make
trying.
Make that happen.
I just been...
Try harder. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time for the epic battle royale. 2-0 for the week, Vinny. It's time to get some blood on you.
Or pay attention.
Yeah, you gotta.
Oh, wait, I'm losing?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We said 2-0, Vinny. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm the loser. In
you're
that.
The nothing part of that.
Thank you. Boy.
Feisty today.
Sorry, that's just the truth.
God.
I'm just a straight shooter.
All right. The category today. Pulling no punches.
I call him like I see him.
Well, all
what's
right.
What's our category?
Food fun.
Okay.
God,
what happened to sports?
I
thought
well
we were on like a
ones.
Long run of sports questions.
And tomorrow is no-no. I don't know what that means.
No-no?
Yeah, tomorrow says no-no. Food fun. Here we go.
Okay.
What kids' snacks packaged in small boxes with Barnum and Bailey circus graphics?
Animal crackers.
Animal crackers is correct. What popular bite-sized McDonald's treats come in four shapes?
Nuggets.
Yeah. Nuggets is correct. The bell, the bone, the boot, and the ball. Which barbecue staple became the world's priciest in 2014 when a London chef used Kobe Wagyu beef and added truffle caviar and a gold leaf? What barbecue staple?
Short ribs.
Nope. Became the world's priciest in 2014 when a London chef used Kobe Wagyu beef and added truffle caviar and a gold leaf.
Steak.
Just a burger. It's a barbecue staple. The $1,768 super sandwich also had lobster, venison, and a duck egg on it. I'll try that.
That sounds dumb.
You'd try that?
Sure. Sounds delicious.
No, thanks.
1-1.
Okay.
Which company, responding to complaints in 2014 that their footlong was only 11 inches long? Subway is correct. Said the name was descriptive and not measurement related. Which fast food chain reopened restaurants in Mexico in 2007 for the first time in 15 years, adding fries and ice cream to project a U.S. image?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's correct. Oh, we're 2-2. 2-2.
Okay.
Here we go. Final question. And we'll go to a tiebreaker if nobody gets it.
I'm going to throw my mic out the window to celebrate this win, just so you know.
Okay.
Arachibutyrophobia.
What bogus. You can't even say the word.
I just said it. Arachibutyrophobia is the fear of what popular sandwich spread?
Mayonnaise!
Sticking to the roof of your
mouth. Peanut butter.
Peanut butter is correct. Woo-hoo! And by a score of 3-2. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you, Sarah.
Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to go home and play hostess to my mom and dad. I can't wait to see that.
Oh, good for you.
I know. I'm so psyched. And Survivor tonight.
Woohoo!
Have a great day. We'll see you on Thursday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.